So today I wanted to talk about energy, but energy as it relates to our actual physical things and the space that our things take up. So mentally, physically, emotionally, a lot of the times I think we think of energy in the way of like how a person might present themselves, like, I don't really like their energy, or whoa, they have insane energy, or even energy as it relates to actual stamina, right? But I think deep down, we all know this to be true, that the things we own and the things that take up actual physical space in our lives carry an incredible amount of energy. So much so that it's imperative, actually, that we take it seriously. So for the sake of this episode, I wanted to share a personal experience. Actually, I think I'll share a few as it relates to energy within my physical spaces, like the what, the why, the how, what was the actual experience, why did it happen, and how did I take care of it? So let's maybe start back in 2016 when I had my first big breakup after 5 years. We had a house together and basically every single thing that we owned in that house was split 50-50, give or take. You can imagine how difficult that this made it when we split, but the opposite is actually true because for me, surprisingly, when I looked around and decided what all to take with me, all I could feel was thick, heavy energy that was cloaked on top of all of our belongings. Now, mind you, cliff note, our breakup was not lovely. It was not peaceful. Our relationship for some months had been really tumultuous and toxic. And so I felt like all of that kind of energy was like embedded within each thing. It made me physically nauseous and like unsettled to think of taking things from that toxic home and environment into a new home, right? That I'd be trying to fill with new memories and like new fresh ways of being. And this point of view surprised me because when I tell you it wasn't a choice and that my physical body was actually making the choice for me, as in I was literally like rejecting the thought of bringing anything that we had shared and bought together along with me, I had no drama to that. It was both liberating and daunting. I mean, because here I was so ready to move on from this relationship, but now also having to start completely over materialistically and obviously emotionally and everything that a breakup brings. So that's exactly what I did. I just started over. And aside from some things that had come with me since the very beginning, gifts given to me by friends or family, hand-me-down furniture pieces from my parents that I loved, and basically anything that stood out to me as solely mine and untainted, I took with me. So this all fit into one tiny little storage space, if that gives you any consolation as to how little I took with me. But damn, did it feel good. It felt like I was starting from scratch, leaving all of that old heavy shit behind and just walking into a brand new chapter. And unfortunately, I hadn't quite undone my relationship patterns after that, even though I was convinced that I had, but isn't that the way it always goes? And basically, I fell into the same thing with someone else down the road. I'd eventually move in with him, our things would merge, though this time I was a little bit more cautious about spending my own money to furnish what was technically like his house, where prior it was our house. But this relationship messed me up so bad that honestly, even things I brought with me that were mine to begin with, even like certain clothes, I couldn't stand to look at them. It all had such bad energy, such horrible memories, and it felt like every item was like carrying this proof that I was codependent and that I had fallen for the same old shit all over again. And if you couldn't tell, this is around the time that my rock bottom occurred. For those of you who have been around and listening to this podcast for a while, you know this moment in my life. It was brutal. And what's worse is that I moved into a new apartment in my home city of Chicago to a neighborhood that I had always wanted to live in, only to realize months later that being in my darkest rock bottom ever, that this apartment was also teaching me a lesson in my healing. It was way too expensive for me to be living there. The neighborhood was so loud at all times. The walls were paper thin so I could hear every single neighbor. Jasper loathed this apartment for some reason. Well, now I feel like it's because energy doesn't lie. And he would just whine almost all day, every day. It was a lot. And I didn't buy much furniture for this space. I kept it pretty simple. And my wardrobe had never been less accumulated than it was at this point in time. I found myself spending almost all of my time out of this apartment. So either in the gym, in the water at the pool, or at my parents' house where I grew up, just to like escape the feeling that this apartment had intertwined in it, which to some extent I would later learn was also within me, right? Which is why I couldn't fully escape it. So that's a good thing to point out, is that we also can carry some of that murky energy within us. That's why you can't really run away from your problems if you're not willing to like look within and do the work. So the one physical place that I can tell you that held the best energy and felt so, so supportive was my last apartment in the city. And maybe that was because I was facing the water. Maybe because my mom lived just 10 floors away from me. Maybe it was because I filled the walls with my childhood photos and mementos and just like love notes from my parents and grandparents. And I had my dad's favorite armchair that still has his pen marks on it from when he journaled there in the mornings. And so I'd sit there with my coffee. Or maybe honestly, it was just because, you know, every single thing in that apartment was so intentionally placed, chosen, and loved on, appreciated. I just felt so safe there. I had made some really big decisions there in that apartment too, to freeze my eggs, to leave a toxic job. I fell in love with Jonathan living in that apartment. It was just this really sacred space. And I should also say that, you know, with my rock bottom in the previous apartment, I had started doing some really big internal work and internal shifts. And while it was heavy and daunting, it was also freeing me bit by bit. I ended up breaking my lease in that apartment and moving into my mom's Chicago apartment, the one where she lived 10 floors away from me, while she was nesting in Florida for the winter. And that's when COVID hit. So it's so interesting to look back on that now, because the universe really gave me a gift. It was like pushing me out of this apartment, and I finally surrendered and asked for help and left and moved into my mom's apartment right when COVID hit. So here I was now sitting in this cloud apartment with like all of these floor to ceiling windows, looking at the lake, feeling so financially supported. And honestly, that was just such a blessing. And so from there, I moved into my own unit once COVID was, you know, starting to ease up a bit. I moved into my own unit there. And so that's kind of when all of this like peaceful stuff started happening. These like beautiful manifestations started happening. And so I just wanted to share that as a means of like, it wasn't just like I got super lucky and one day opened my eyes and I was like, oh, things are working out for me. No, I put in a lot of work. I had to make really hard, difficult decisions. I had to, like I said, ask for help, which is not very easy, and just surrender that, you know, I had made mistakes and I needed to lean into those mistakes to learn from them. So it doesn't just come down to the things that I filled this apartment with that made me feel so safe and so loved. It comes down, like I was saying, to the work that I did on myself. So like where your focus goes, energy flows. We all know that saying. And for so long, I think I was focused on how wronged I had been, how hard life was, how unfair life was, how angry I was, how scared I was. I was playing this like martyr victim. And after that last rock bottom that lasted, I don't know, like 11 months or so, I realized that the only thing that was making me feel unsafe was myself. That the energy was so off because I was intensely unaligned. Just like those past relationships that had energetically tainted our belongings, I was now doing the same thing to my things with my own energy. But alas, I healed. I woke up. I changed. And things have never been the same since that year in that daunting apartment, because I think once you've experienced something like that, once you've seen it, you can't unsee it. And so now I'm so quick to be able to observe like, oof, that thing has bad energy. I no longer want it in my space. Or oof, does that thing have bad energy? Or do I have bad energy right now? And how can I work to clear that? Energy does not lie. And it will work tirelessly to show you where it's off. Maybe the thing that's weighing you down will fall over and break your ankle. Maybe the thing that's, you know, serving you bad juju will spark and go up in flames and turn into a bigger issue than just had you caved in and say, like, this no longer serves me. I'm going to donate it to someone who needs it more than me. Or maybe the thing that's weighing you down and taking up so much space will manifest into an anxiety or panic attack. You'll wonder what the hell is causing it and likely not relate it to this, because who would? But if you think about it from this blank slate, from like a calm mind, you can actually see so clearly that the things that live in our corners, that take up space in our homes, that take up space in our cars, our phones, our computers, our personal lives, these things add weight. And if the energy isn't correct, that turns into toxic waste. And we can only take so much of that as sensitive humans. Speaking of that, this is my current example that I'm living with when it comes to energy, taking up physical space, and my emotional well-being. I was talking with my friend Katie all about this and why all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, I want to move. And I still have feelings like that even today. But now that's like lessened a little bit. I think the piece of me that wants to move is that Jonathan and I are just really interested in building our own home one day. And we have so many ideas, right? Things that we would do differently than our current home, like layout plans that would feel super open, a different location that feels more neighborhoody, more indoor-outdoor space. So there are always things. But when I said this to her, it was way more energetic. I could feel it in my body. I was just like, I don't know why. Things just feel so off. They feel heavy and daunting, and the space is making me feel unmotivated. And that's when we started talking about the power that things within our spaces have and how if we're not careful, they really can take hold and control the overall vibe. So this is where I tell you a confession. I have a closet that takes up far more brain space and emotional energy than I'd like to admit. You know what I'm talking about. It's the closet that holds everything that I either just don't want to deal with, say I don't have the time to deal with, or can't make decisions on, which basically just means I'm not fully aligned. Excuses can be made around this closet because I always tell myself, but yeah, like these things are listed on Poshmark and Marketplace and I'm just waiting to see who buys it. But guess what? 90% of these things have been listed for months and months with no sales. All this closet is doing is mocking me at this point. And all it's reminding me of is that I'm holding on to shit that doesn't matter and that makes me feel heavy. That's taking up precious space that could just be clutter-free and energetically light. This closet also holds all of my favorite books, which ironically are either about spatial awareness, energy, spirituality, and the like. So those books don't even carry their same essence because they're like living inside an energetic suck. It's really silly when you think about it and you might be like, Cass, it's not a big deal. Just bag it up and donate it. Totally hear you. Totally hear you. I'm the queen of purging. We all know this, I think. I sell and get rid of things all the dang time. But this closet, for some reason, I'm held back by it. And as I'm recording this, I knew that today was the day that I was going to commit to taking care of it once and for all. This closet was not going to mock me anymore. And all of the things taking away sacred energy that could be cleared and used elsewhere could bring someone else a lot of joy and necessity. And side note, this is why I've talked about it before, but this is why I love donating to shelters so much. Nothing feels better than giving to people who really, truly need things to start over rather than donating to places like Goodwill. That's just my personal opinion. So I really have no idea if this episode will resonate with you, though, of course, I hope it does. I think the main reason I really wanted to share this and to talk about this topic is because for so long, I was given a really hard time by the people closest to me about not keeping anything for myself after breakups or always getting rid of things. But what I've come to terms with is that I actually really like that about myself. I think it shows a lot of self-love, a lot of internal power, a lot of self-protection, a lot of proof that I don't believe things are what make us happy and energetically aligned. Sometimes they can, right? Like my dad's chair I told you about, that chair holds so much amazing energy and memories from being young and like even in my 20s and cozying up with my dad in that thing. I love that chair so much, so much. Things hold energy. They just do, good or bad. And the more that we try and ignore that, especially the bad juju, the more we try to ignore that, the more weighed down we feel. And the longer we ignore that, the more irritated and confused we become as to why we just can't feel good or right or aligned. Why our houses feel off and why we just can't explain it and why we feel irritable, like we just can't take a full breath. So I want to give you a little challenge. Like I said, I'm fulfilling my part and taking care of my shit in that closet, finally, by emptying it out and just making no excuses as to why I can't do it today. So do you have a place in your home or a thing in your home or a thing that you own? Like, does your phone hold a lot of images that either make you overwhelmed or hold bad memories? Is there something in your closet that every time you look at it, you're like brought back to a terrible memory? Is there something that you can let go of today that will free up negative energy, that will close up that energy leak? Big or small, I really want to encourage you to do this with me and see what lifts, maybe what changes for you internally. And if you do this, and if you notice a difference, will you tell me? I really do want to hear. You can just, I don't know, send me a message or a voice note on Instagram and let me know what you let go of if you want and how it felt. Even though it might feel small and petty, it really isn't. It really isn't. These shifts are what make more room and more space for the right things to come in, for the right energy to exist. So I'm going to close out this episode here because honestly, I'm feeling insanely motivated to get started on cleaning up my side of the street, or I guess I should just say cleaning up my problem closet. So yeah, again, I'd love to hear from you. You can even send a picture via Instagram, like on your stories or something, and just tag me. I would love to see what it is that you're clearing out and how you are tending to your energy leaks. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you next week.